to another summertime story from Advance Publishing. This is the story of The Ugly Caterpillar, written and told by award-winning author Carl Summer. You can read along in the book. You will know it's time to turn the page when you hear this sound. And now for another summertime story.
Speckles the Spider, Andy the Ant, and a crickety old cricket named Crumbs lived under a giant willow tree beside Crystal Lake. The three friends had lots of fun running and hopping and playing together. They swung on the branches and slid down the leaves. Sometimes they floated together in the lake on an old hollow branch. One day, while the three friends were playing in the shade of the willow tree, Crumbs noticed something strange. "Hurry up," he shouted to his friends. "Look what I found." Annie and Speckles ran to see what had made Crumbs so excited. "What is it?" asked Speckles. Crumbs pointed to a yellow egg on a smooth green leaf and said, "Look at this funny thing." "Oh," exclaimed Annie. "I wonder what lives in there." "I don't know," said Speckles, laughing, "but I bet it's ugly."
"Shh," said Annie. "Don't say that. Something beautiful might be inside."
"Inside there," scoffed Crumbs. "Nothing beautiful could come from that ugly old egg." For the rest of the day, Crumbs and Speckles laughed at Annie for what she had said. They did not know what lived inside that egg, but they knew it had to be ugly. Every day, the three friends would climb up the tree and peek at the tiny yellow egg. They wanted to know what lived inside. One day, Crumbs reached the smooth green leaf before his friends. He saw a strange-looking creature poking its head out of the egg. "Quick!" yelled Crumbs. "Come look at this ugly worm!" Speckles and Annie raced across the branches. "Oh!" exclaimed Annie. "It's a caterpillar!"
"It sure is funny-looking," said Crumbs.
"It's ugly," said Speckles.
"No, it's not," insisted Annie. "Just because it's different doesn't make it ugly."
Speckles ignored Annie. "Remember when Annie said something beautiful might be inside?" Crumbs giggled. "Was she ever wrong?" Speckles laughed and said, "She sure was."
"Ha, ha, ha," chuckled Crumbs. "That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen."
Then Speckles and Crumbs laughed so hard, their insides began to hurt. But not Annie. She did not think it was the least bit funny. Soon the three friends forgot all about the caterpillar. They went back to their favorite place to swing and climb and have lots of fun. One day, as the three friends were floating on the lake, they happened to see a caterpillar on the bank.
"Hello," shouted the caterpillar. She politely introduced herself.
"I'm Katie. May I play too?"
"Of course," said Annie with a great big smile. "Come, float on the lake with us."
Immediately, Annie began rowing to shore.
"Wait just a minute," shouted Crumbs. "We don't want you to play with us."
"Why not?" asked Katie very softly.
"Because, well," Speckles held back a laugh, "you're just too ugly."
"Look at you," laughed Crumbs. "You have 6 little arms and 10 short legs.
And you don't even have a neck.
We'd be embarrassed to be seen with someone looking like you."
"I can't help the way I look," said Katie as she began to cry. "I was born this way."
"Sorry," answered Speckles and Crumbs. "You're much too ugly to be our friend."
"You're not ugly to me," said Annie. She frowned at her rude friends and jumped onto the bank. "I'd love to be your friend."
Crumbs and Speckles giggled as Annie walked away with her funny-looking friend.
When they were alone, Katie asked, "Why am I so ugly?"
"You're not ugly just because someone else says so," answered Annie. "My parents say you can't tell if someone's ugly just by their looks." "What do you mean?" asked Katie. "What you look like on the outside isn't as important as what you look like on the inside," explained Annie. "Things like love and kindness, honesty and goodness, those are the important things that make someone beautiful." "I feel so much better," said Katie. "I'm sure glad you're my friend."
"And I'm glad you're my friend, too," answered Annie.
"Let's get something to eat," said Katie. "I'm hungry." From then on, Annie and Katie were the best of friends. They met every day and played together. After playing, they would climb up the willow tree and eat. One day, Annie got scared when she noticed something strange happening to her friend.
"Hey, what's happening to you?" asked Annie. "You're coming apart."
"No, I'm not," laughed Katie. "When my skin gets too tight, I just grow some more. Then they get rid of the old skin."
"Watch me," said Katie as she wiggled right out of her skin.
"Wow," squeaked Annie. "I've never seen anything like that before."
"Oh, I just keep on doing this until I'm big and strong," explained Katie.
One day, Annie was having a great time playing with Katie on some leaves hanging over the lake. Suddenly, a strong gust of wind came. It blew Annie off the leaf. Kaplop! Annie fell near a hungry fish. The fish started to swim towards Annie.
"Help me! Help me!" screamed Annie. "A fish is coming to swallow me up!"
Quickly, Katie chewed off a big leaf. The leaf fell near Annie. Annie switched herself as fast as she could toward the leaf and climbed aboard, just in time. Shaking all over, Annie said, "Phew! Was that ever scary?" Annie held on tightly as the wind blew her to shore. She jumped off the leaf and hurried back up the tree. She hugged Katie and said, "Thank you, thank you. You saved my life." Day after day, Annie and Katie laughed and played together. Then it happened again. Katie shed her skin.
"My, my," said Annie. "You're getting bigger and bigger, and you're looking so different. What's that thing poking out of your head?"
"It's a horn to scare away my enemies," replied Katie. One day, Katie said to Annie, "I have to leave for a few weeks." Annie scratched her head.
"Why?"
"Something really big is about to happen to me," answered Katie, "and I must find a safe place to stay. But don't worry, I'll be back soon."
"I'm going to miss you very much," said Annie, wiping tears from her eyes. "We had so much fun together."
"Don't be sad," said Katie as she began to leave. "When I come back, we'll have more fun than ever." Annie waved goodbye as she watched her friend crawl away. Katie climbed high in the willow tree and tied herself to a branch. Before long, Katie changed into a chrysalis. Every day, Annie went to see what was happening to her friend. Often she would call out, "Katie, are you okay?" But Katie never answered. Annie hoped that her friend would return soon. One day, while Annie was watching the chrysalis, the whole thing began to shake.
"Oh no," cried Annie. "What's happening to my friend Katie? Something must be wrong."
Annie put her head in her hands and began to cry. All of a sudden, the chrysalis began to crack. Then, as Annie watched in amazement, out popped a strange-looking head.
"Who are you?" demanded Annie. "And what have you done with my friend?"
"I am your friend, Katie the Caterpillar. Only now I'm a butterfly."
You're who? What? Asked Annie.
"I'm a butterfly now," grunted Katie. She jiggled and wiggled. Wait until I get out of this chrysalis, and then I'll explain." Annie could hardly speak.
"You look so different."
"That's what happens to us butterflies," said Katie. "First we come from a small egg as a caterpillar. As we continue to grow, we keep shedding our skin. Then we turn into a chrysalis. And finally, ta-da, our bodies change into a butterfly."
"Wow," exclaimed Annie. "You're beautiful."
"Before I do anything else," said Katie, "let me dry myself in the warm sun."
"This is amazing," said Annie, scratching her head. "If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I never would have believed it."
After drying her wings, Katie said, "Hop on my back, Annie. We'll go for a ride." Up climbed Annie, and away they went. Katie and Annie flew high above the trees and over Crystal Lake. They flew all around the countryside, visiting many wonderful places.
"This is fun up here," shouted Annie.
Then they flew over Annie's home. From above the treetops, Katie happened to see a spider and a crickety old cricket.
"Look," she yelled, "it's Speckles and Crumbs."
"Let's go say hi," said Annie.
"Who's your new friend?" asked Speckles.
"She sure is pretty," added Crumbs. "We'd love to have her as our friend."
"It's Katie the Caterpillar," laughed Annie.
"You can't fool us," scoffed Speckles.
"She's no ugly caterpillar," insisted Crumbs. "She's beautiful."
Speckles walked over to the butterfly and sweetly asked, "Would you be our friend?"
"You want me to be your friend?" asked the surprised Katie.
"It's Katie," blurted Crumbs. "It really is."
Speckles put on a great big smile.
"Now that you're so pretty, we'd love to be your friends."
"Why didn't you like me when I was a caterpillar?" asked Katie.
"Well," stuttered Speckles.
Crumbs tried to explain.
"We didn't know you would turn into such a beautiful butterfly."
"It shouldn't matter what someone looks like on the outside," answered Katie as she winked at Annie.
"You never know. Something beautiful might be on the inside."
Speckles and Crumbs lowered their heads. Then Katie said to Annie, "Let's go and have some fun and fly again."
"I'm ready," said Annie, giggling.
Katie began flapping her wings.
"Hey," yelled Speckles, "what about us?"
"Yeah," shouted Crumbs, "we like you now."
"Sorry," Katie called back. "If you didn't like me when I was a caterpillar, you wouldn't like me now. I'm still the same on the inside."
"Oh," moaned Speckles and Crumbs. They were mad at themselves for having treated Katie so badly.
"So long," said Annie and Katie as they waved goodbye.
In a flash, they were on their way. Sadly, Speckles and Crumbs watched them until they could see them no more. Then Speckles turned slowly to Crumbs and groaned.
"You know, Annie was right."
"She sure was," mumbled Crumbs. "Something beautiful was on the inside."
interesting and exciting summertime stories. To get free coloring and activity pages, words to the song, and much more, visit our website at www.advancedpublishing.com. You can also find the song on the Character Kids Project, You Can Change Your World. Remember, you'll always have fun times with timeless virtues when you read along with another summertime story.